You are a mess.
That's my legacy.
That you're a mess?
Just a hot freaking mess.
All right. Should we start?
Yeah, let's start.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Bedlamia Energy, the podcast with Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
Welcome to Big Labia Energy, the podcast. I am your host, Maggie Ferris. I'm here with Julie Bain and Pasha Dunbar. Hi, Julie. Hi, Pasha. How are you?
Great. How are you?
So good.
Fantastic.
You look fantastic.
Thanks.
You really present.
I'm trying to overdo it because I feel like crap. I have a sinus infection.
Aw, you poor baby.
I know.
It's no fun. Is that where you're like, woohoo?
Yeah.
I
had sinus surgery and they can't do anything else.
When did you have sinus surgery?
Like 5 years ago.
Oh, God.
They said they can't do anything else. So.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look at this perfect nose. You think they could do more with it?
Do you really want to have a perfect nose contest?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You have the perfect nose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have a severely effed up nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born this way.
Maybe Lady Gaga could come in now.
Oh, she's on her way.
Sing
she's late. I just got a text. She's late. She'll Damn probably it. Be here right when we're done.
She was taking some Neurotech ODT and then...
That's, yeah.
Isn't that what she does a commercial for?
I don't know. Does she really?
I think so because that was one of my migraine meds they gave me and it does not work.
Oh. I think that the only person who can advertise Sky Rizzy is Snoop Dogg because it's Sky Rizzy. Rizm, kizm, skizm, gizm. That's my little joke.
Med names, like they just pull letters out of a Scrabble bag. It's like, where do you get these?
Seriously. And like, then they do like a focus group and they're like, which weird fucking name sounds best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get on that focus group. I've done a lot of focus groups lately. Did you sign up for that one again?
Glutinka. It'll clear up your bladder problems.
No, I forgot to sign up.
Oh my gosh. I've done like...
Oh, you need to.
Five lately. And
that'd be fun. What have you done?
I did one where I had to go to a Hy-Vee and I had to show them how I shop for granola bars.
No
Yeah,
way.
And there were like four people that like just followed me around.
No way.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, so like, look at like this area. Like, what do you see? Like, what you look for?
What attracts you?
Yeah, and like, what stands out to you? And then they'd like narrow it down to like, okay, this is what we're actually like looking at now. Like, what on this box do you like? And then what?
No way.
Yeah. And then
you think they couldn't put that shelf in a room? Like you have to go Hy-Vee.
Yeah. And the Hy-Vee people, like, cause they said meet at the customer service. And so I went and asked and the lady had no idea.
Sure.
She was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Cause I just figured, well, maybe it's like someone from Hy-Vee and then someone, nope.
They'd get together and communicate about it. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Nope. And then I did two on cereal. One was online.
Okay.
And
how do you do it online? Do they send you samples and you eat them?
It was just talking through food cereal concepts.
Okay.
But the one online and the one I did in person were almost identical. They had to be the same company. But the one online, so you go, like they put you out in the Zoom breakout room. So there was like three people in each room. And then you rotate through with a different researcher. There are some crazy ass cereals coming out.
Okay, can I tell you mine?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like a cinnamon toast crunch, but less cinnamon, more toast.
Yeah.
And then inside is a little teeny tiny pocket of peanut butter and jelly.
Oh my gosh. They would probably go for that.
I think so.
Because okay, you would have lost me at less cinnamon though.
Yeah, but you can't have cinnamon on your peanut butter jelly sandwich. I want a peanut butter jelly cereal.
There was like a cannoli one.
No.
Yes.
No.
It was like a waffle cone. You know those Stroop waffles?
Yep,
it was that. Like broken up.
Okay.
With like chocolate. I was like, this is like there were like
that's
so
dessert.
Many
dessert.
That's exactly. There were so many ones that were like dessert where I was like, I would never eat this as a cereal. Like, I would sit at night and eat it like after dinner.
For a snack.
But there were so many, like there was another one that was like just like that, it was like a rolled up waffle cone dipped in chocolate.
Okay.
I was like, that's a...
What's it called? Waffle cone cereal?
I don't think they had names for
it. Chocolate kinky cone?
It was crazy.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And then it's funny because then, so they tell you the concept and then you have to like rate They give you a piece of paper and you like rate like what you think it would be. And then,
what do you mean, like on a scale of 1 to 10, yeah, how yummy it is, or what?
1 to 5, there's like happy face, okay, sad face, and then they bring it
sort of like your pain scale.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. How upset does this make you? And then, okay, they bring out the cereal with milk, but I never eat cereal. I love milk, but I never eat it with, or I love, yeah, but I never eat cereal with milk because I don't. I want.
Let me
crunch.
Ask you this: How much before does that milk go in? Because don't they, I mean, wouldn't they pour the milk right in front of you so it's super fresh and ready?
You pour it yourself.
Oh, okay.
So they just bring out like a big carton of milk and a big carton of
cereal.
Soy milk or whatever, like whatever non-dairy milk is. And then they pass out the cereals and then you
eat it.
Yeah. Then you eat it and then you talk about it when you're eating it. And then.
But you wait till you've swallowed.
Sometimes you're just so excited you have to tell them full mouth full
about
be like,
those crazy cereal ideas. Yeah. What other weird ones did they have?
There were like a bunch of granola ones with like dried fruit in them and stuff like that.
I mean, it sounds yummy.
Yeah, they were good. I mean, they were more healthy for you than Stroop waffle and dipped in chocolate cannoli.
That's so funny.
I know. There were like a lot of dessert, like
you
chocolate
could basically
eclair.
Do any dessert and turn it into a cereal.
Yeah.
Cheesecake cereal.
Yeah.
Just a waffle cone covered in cheesecake.
There was one that was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch with cheesecake bites in it.
See? This is why I think my peanut butter and jelly idea would kill.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to take it to Kellogg or what's what General Mills.
Yes.
Is one.
They're here in town.
Yeah.
They're here in town.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I just did one. What was the one I just did that I just, they just brought out one sample. You just had to take 3 bites.
Was it one egg roll?
It could have been one egg roll. Yeah, what was it? I can't even remember what it was. You took one bite. Usually they give you like different samples, but this was just like half an hour and you eat it.
Really?
Like you only have to take, you have to take 3 bites and then you fill in your stuff.
Do you have any food allergies? Like, could you do it if you were like, what if you're like, oh, I'm allergic to...
No, they won't pick you. So when they pre-screen you, they ask you if you have any food allergies or if you have a cold or a sinus infection or something like that.
COVID.
Yeah, so you have to say no.
Okay.
But there's been ones, like I've did one on beef sticks. And there were some...
That was my nickname in college.
It's still your nickname.
Beef stick blessings.
And the texture of some of them was so gross where I was just like...
Oh, of the beef stick?
Yeah.
Was it like waxy or what?
It was... Just like congealed on the inside. Where I was just like,
I'm very picky about my beef sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. As one should be, I feel like. Yeah.
I did one on like juice bar, like the Johnny Pops type juice bars.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah. Were they actual Johnny Pops or a different brand?
No, I think they were the Outshine ones or the whatever those are called.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun to get paid to eat stuff. That's why I tried to get Pasha to sign up, but
I forgot.
Pasha likes to eat stuff. You want to get paid?
Not enough to get paid. Apparently, I guess not. She just eats it for the joy.
Can you sign up? I promise.
Okay, that would be fun to hear your story.
Plus, as a mom, they have ones. They have a lot where they want you to bring your kid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Any age specifications for the kids?
It says in there, like, I never look at it because
do the kids
like,
get paid too?
Yep. Because I don't have kids, so I just ignore.
They get paid in snack.
But I'll pretend to be your kid.
What?
I'll pretend to be your kid.
Well, just bring your kids and then you guys will both get paid.
Okay.
That's cool.
Because I'm always like, well, I don't have kids, so I don't look to see what the ages are. But it's always like, if you're a parent with a child, we have this taste test. So it'd be a great opportunity.
The thing is, though, okay.
What?
No, I just love how I argue right against myself, and so I'm redacting.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so how often do you do that?
I just did 5 recently, which is weird because it's been like a year since I've done any.
Oh, really?
And then I have another one. That
do they like email you or text you and say, would you be interested in this group or what?
I'm signed up for like... a bunch of different focus group companies. So you just get emails about it. Like I'm doing one tomorrow for like, I don't even know, like healthcare or something. But that one's just like an online interview.
Okay.
There's like some focus group companies that I'm like in the system form.
Nice.
And then they just email you, and then they say, this is what we're looking for, and you fill out an online screener. And
does it, I mean, do you do it primarily for pleasure, for fun to do it, or does it pay decent and make it really worth your time?
I only do the ones that pay decent.
Okay.
So, like, the shopping ones, like...
Like, what the Hy-Vee one pay you, looking for granola bars?
So, that was, like, half an hour, and it was, like, $75.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, and, the, like, the one other one, like, online is, like, $100 or $150.
Okay.
So...
That's not bad at all.
No, if you're just sitting there and talking, I mean, I'm just going to be...
Feedback.
Yeah.
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 So, that's cool.
Yeah. Plus the other one too, you go in person and you eat some cereal and you get $150 for an hour of eating cereal, and
that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's actually a thing.
Yeah,
but I suppose.
Yeah, I only do the ones that I feel like are worth my while. Like, okay, there'll be ones that come through. It's like, oh, you can have $8 for that. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because then I worry about like how many times I'll let you do it, you know, in a certain period of time. Okay. I was like, why take a cheap one?
No.
When a more expensive one is coming through.
Gotcha. So. Got to be selective.
Yes.
It's almost like DoorDashing.
There, yeah.
When you choose who you pick up to DoorDash mm-hmm. for.
Yeah.
Yada.
Yeah. But it's fun.
You don't want to pick it up from somebody who hasn't left a tip.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's rude.
No, it's not nice.
No.
Didn't that just happen to you recently?
Oh, yeah. People don't tip all the time.
Really?
Yeah. That's like, sometimes I'll walk into like a McDonald's or a Wendy's or something like that, and there will be like 20 to 30 bags of food just sitting there waiting to get picked up. And it's not because there aren't enough Dashers out there working.
Oh, it's because they're not tipping.
And so nobody's going to waste their time going to pick that
Think
up.
Think of how cold that food is by the time you get it.
Oh, yeah. And the restaurant doesn't care
fries.
How long it's been
hot
sitting there. They're not going to remake
the Jeep.
It.
Hot fries in the Jeep. I love hot fries.
Yeah.
I want it to burn my mouth. Just about.
McDonald's fries are amazing, though.
God, they do have good fries.
Don't they?
Yes.
So good.
Here's what you do. You go to Culver's, get a Butterburger, swing by McDonald's, pick up the fries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Trade secret.
Trade secret. Yeah. Not anymore.
No. Nope. Oh, no. I think you could figure it out. It's not a tough riddle.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No. When was the last time you went to a store, and what store did you go to?
I went to Target.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was doing a DoorDash shop and deliver.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be more of a waste of time because it takes so long to shop.
It depends.
Okay. On what?
How much they've tipped, if it's worth it or not. Well, When I get the offer, I look at it and say it's like $10. It'll show you how many items you have to shop for as well. So if it's like 40 some items for $10, no, that's going to take me an hour between driving to the store, shopping, checking out, loading it in my car, bringing it to you. Not worth it. I'm not going to do that one.
No.
But if I get one that's like $10 for one item, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Would you pay $10 for one item?
To DoorDash something?
Yeah.
Probably not. It would depend on, like, if I was sick or something or couldn't go out for some reason.
That's true. That's true. If you didn't feel good and you needed some NyQuil, you'd pay about anything.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I often will go shopping for people, and it's like bags of cough drops and all this stuff and a COVID test.
Oh, no.
And then what's really annoying is, you know, how you can choose between hand it to me or leave it at the door.
Yeah.
They order all this stuff. They are obviously sick. And it's like, hand it to me.
No. You're like, no.
It's like, no. I get there and they're standing at the door waiting. And I just go, I'm like, I'm going to set this here and walk away. I'm not handing it directly to you.
Do you know what's in there?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever had to pick up?
Well, a couple different things.
Okay.
One was lube.
Oh boy.
And the part about that is Target didn't have the lube that this guy wanted.
No.
And he didn't select any alternates.
Oh, no.
So I had to call him.
No.
Like 9:30 on a Tuesday morning. Be like, hi, this is Pasha with DoorDash. Target doesn't have the lube that you wanted.
Oh, God.
What kind would you like? And I had to sit there and talk about the different lubes that they had in
that
stock.
That seems like a sex call.
And whether they were like silicone based or not.
No way. My gosh. Like that seems like somebody who went on Bumble just to be friends.
Yeah.
He added a $10 tip after we got off that phone on top of his already good tip. Because I think he was very embarrassed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll take that.
And then I was coming down the escalator, lube in hand, and one of my friends was standing at the bottom of the escalator staring at me.
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
That was funny. Lisa.
She got an eyeful.
I've also DoorDashed a vibrator to someone.
Really?
Yeah. And Plan B.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, I remember seeing your TikTok on there.
Yeah. Help is on the way, dear.
You are a true feminist.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. As does the world. I'm pretty sure.
If they appreciate it, they would tip better.
Yeah, that is a direct measure of compensation.
How much should people tip though?
Well,
because I'm so confused about tipping like right now.
Yeah. Okay, DoorDash drivers decide whether or not to take an order based on if it's at least a dollar per mile. And you guys don't always know that because we could get offered an order when we're right next to the restaurant. Probably not going to happen, but it could. Mm-hmm. And so it would only be driving from there to your house. But usually we get pinged for an order when we're still 5 minutes away and we got to make our way there. And so we just look at, is it at least a dollar per mile that I have to drive? If it is, awesome. If not, we're not going to take it. And so a lot of times people will like order from a place. They're like, oh, there's a McDonald's just down the street from me. I'm just going to tip a dollar. DoorDash doesn't always assign it to the store that's closest to you. They can assign it to
one. Why would they do that, though?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Maybe that one that's close to them is too busy and they turned off DoorDash for a while. I don't know.
Okay.
Like one time I ordered from the Cheesecake Factory, which is 2 minutes from me.
Yeah.
But instead, it placed the order at the Cheesecake Factory down by Southdale.
What?
And so the tip I gave for the restaurant that was closest to me would have been really good.
Right.
Nowhere near good enough for the other one.
Oh, God.
And I didn't even realize that until I had been sitting there for a while. I'm like, why has my food not been picked up yet?
Yeah.
And then I looked at it and I was like, oh, my God, it's way down there.
Can you cancel it?
Well, no, you can go in. I contacted DoorDash support and said, please add $10 to this tip so that it'll get picked up.
And as soon as
I did that, I got picked up within 30 seconds.
Oh, that's really funny.
But yeah, a lot of people don't realize that it's from far away, so nobody's going to go pick that up.
Sure, because that's several miles.
Right.
So a dollar per mile, and then is that on top of like how many items?
Well, if it's a shop and deliver, then it's usually...
When you say shop and deliver, that's like where you go to like Target or the grocery store.
Cub or
whatever.
Okay. PetSmart. I've had to go shop for live crickets before. Yeah.
What? And that you didn't mention that in the weird items you picked up.
I was waiting for you to say like, oh, I had to pick out a guinea pig or something. Right? That's what I was...
No, live crickets. Wow. 63 of them.
Now, why 63?
Yeah, that's a very specific
number. How do you
come
to that number?
I don't know. They just need
9 crickets a day for 7 days.
Listen, if we have 9 crickets a day for 7 days, does that equal 63? Yep.
But, well, for shop and deliver items, like, say there's, like, 40-some things you have to shop for, it's usually about half of that, like, would be the tip. So, like, 40-some items you need, like, $20 tip, you know? Around that, because a lot of people think that DoorDash pays us a lot. They don't. They pay us $2. $2 per order. That's it.
Do people get mad if, like, what they ordered, they don't have it?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I had a lady the other day. She had 10 items in her order, and I was shopping for her, and there were 3 of them were missing, and she hadn't selected any alternates. And so when we do that, it'll either automatically refund or give us an option to text them or call. So I called her and I was like, hey, they don't have this item. Would you like this instead? And she's like, well, how many things are missing? Because it looks like you don't even have anything. Like, and I was shopping for 2 different people at Aldi at the same time.
Oh, boy.
And so it was near the end because I had already texted her. She hadn't responded. So I called at the end right before checkout. So I'm like already in line. And she was so mad because the thing I was calling about was an avocado. They didn't have one avocado, but they had the bags of mini avocados. Oh, yeah. So I was like, do you want this? And she was so mad. She's like, well, what all is missing? And I was like, well, I don't remember exactly what's missing because I'm shopping for two different people here. I know the chips was one of them. And she, what is missing?
Jeez.
And she got really mad. I was like, again, you can look in the app to see, but I have two people's orders here. I don't remember off the top of my head. She got really mad and said she was going to cancel the order.
Over Did she?
I don't know. I just unassigned myself it before she got
My God. But then you've already done all that work.
Yeah.
And you just throw it out
the
window.
But at least you had another person you were shopping for, too. So
well,
it
no,
like
because then the app glitched.
No.
When
no.
I unassigned from the first one. So then no. I had to like unassign from the second one. So I spent half an hour in Aldi for nothing.
Do you have to put the items back?
Well, no. I was like in line about to pay. And yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I can't. I had to cancel this. And it made me cancel the other one. I'm so sorry. She's like, we'll put it back. Just, I'll take the tart.
That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, I was so mad at that lady.
That hurts. That hurts.
Yeah.
So then do you ever drive by their house and egg them or anything? Like, just like to be there? Like,
I wish. There are two addresses that I remember, though, that when I accept an order, if I see on the map that it's anywhere near that, I will look at the person's address and I will not deliver to them if it's them.
I love it.
Because mm-hmm. they're jerk faces or why? Or is it too hard to get to or something?
They never tip.
Oh,
ever. And sometimes okay. it's harder to see because if you're going a little bit further, DoorDash will add a few bucks to it.
Okay.
And so I think that this person has tipped and they haven't.
Wow.
And then, or it'll be really difficult delivery instructions that they practically want you to do the hokey pokey before delivering to them. And it's just not worth it.
Have you ever had to do the hokey pokey?
They've wanted me to, but I refused.
Good for you.
Yeah. Stand your ground.
Yeah. You can do that with a gun in this country.
People feel very entitled to DoorDashers' energy and time, though.
Jeez,
and what they want when
they
you deliver.
Feel entitled to everything. Like they just want everything now.
That is true.
Give it to me.
Well, like, what's really annoying is when people live in uptown or downtown where they know there is nowhere to park. Nowhere to park. And especially if they live in a high rise.
Yeah.
And it'll say, hand it to me. Come up to the 21st floor. Turn down the second hallway on the left. Go down this third pillar. Go up the, you know, and it's just ridiculous instructions. And there's no place to park anyway. So I'll message them and say, hey, I'm on my way. I will meet you at the front door of your building in this amount of time. And sometimes people will just be like, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Nice.
And sometimes people will say, no, you need to hand it to me and come up. And I say, if there's a legal place for me to park, I can. Otherwise, I will wait at the door. And one person got really mad and said, no, you have to bring it up. And I was like, I will circle the block for the 5 minutes that DoorDash will time me because I can't actually hand it to you.
No way.
And then when that five-minute countdown is over, I will leave it at your front door.
Wow.
Like, people are entitled. It's like, do you realize there's nowhere for me to park? I'm not going to risk getting a parking ticket for your $2 tip. Right. You know?
That's so annoying.
God, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's like waitressing.
Were you a waitress?
Of course.
You were? Where?
Many a time.
I've never been a waitress.
Oh, really?
I always wanted to be the waitress at, there was in Richfield, there was a little Snyder's pharmacy, and they had a little bar, like a lunch counter. Yes.
Yes.
And that's where I always wanted to waitress, but I never did.
Nice.
I don't think I could do it.
I was for a long
time. It's hard.
Yeah.
You get beat up.
It's worse when you work at like a place that's like really nice and entitled rich people come in.
Sure.
That sucks. Ugh. It's good money.
Well, I waitress at Applebee's, so.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you pronounce Applebee's?
A plebe's.
I worked at a plebe's. I've worked at lots of different restaurants, but, you know, it's just hard juggling and running and doing it all. And sometimes when you mess up, people get mad.
Yeah.
I haven't been a server for like, 24 years, and I still have server nightmares sometimes.
Isn't that funny? It's so weird. I actually, when I lived in New York, I waitressed at the comedy club there, and they had, you know, like light appetizers and drinks and stuff like that. It was 2-drink minimum, so everybody had to get 2 drinks, and I had this small room, and I'd give it to them and stuff. And even if they ordered a water was like $6 or something like that. I mean, it was ridiculous. But so they'd see their bill at the end and they'd be like, what? You can't make me pay. And I'd be like, yes, we can. And the fun part was there was these huge bouncers who would back you up for any kind of. So people would start yelling and you'd just be like, get the fuck out. Pay your bill. Get the fuck out. You know, and the bouncer would be like, yeah, get the fuck out. So that was fun. Like, yeah. I liked that because normally no one backs you up. They're like, all right, let's calm down, everybody. Yeah. So you weren't satisfied with your meal. Yeah, right. We will comp your appetizer. You know, whatever it is. But they're like, yeah, get the fuck out.
That's amazing.
That was fun. That was really fun. Because that happened all the time. People get irate, like, $12 for a water. You know.
Did I ever tell you about the worst time that I embarrassed myself? Like, even more so than the Kirby Puckett story?
No, tell me.
So you remember Paul Majors?
Yes.
The old newscaster on Carrie Levin.
He was amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so
I
nice.
I follow him on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he and
don't
his,
you mean X?
Yeah.
X. Oh, yeah. So he and his wife and some of their friends. I used to work at this restaurant, which no longer exists in Minneapolis, called Palomino.
Oh, yeah.
It's where Crave now is downtown.
I remember Palomino.
Isn't Crave like four stories or something?
No, it's just one.
Huh.
It's on the second floor.
I must be thinking of something else. Alrighty then.
So Paul Majors and his wife and his friends come in, and I was a cocktail server in the bar, and he was sitting at my table. They were having some drinks before while waiting for their reservation in the main dining room to be ready. And he was so nice and so kind, but in person, his head is so much bigger than it appears on TV.
It's like a float balloon.
Yes.
Like a bobblehead.
Yeah.
Like the army's going to come in and like float in the ground.
Macy's Day Parade.
So, and I feel horrible for this because that man was so kind, as was his wife and friends.
Yeah.
And so their table is ready. And I'm getting their tab ready to just transfer it over to the server because I assume that's what they're going to do. And so I'm going to print it out and I'm standing at the server station hitting it. And I'm talking to the other two stations and I'm like, wow, did you see his head?
Yes, big melon.
And, you know, you've seen So I Married an Axe Murderer, right? Oh my gosh. There's this scene, like this, the son, one of the sons has a huge head and he's sitting in front of the TV and the dad, also played by Austin Powers, is going, head, move out of the way. Like, okay. Just saying all these ridiculous things in his thick Scottish accent. Like, it's got its own atmosphere. And I'm like, repeating these lines as I'm standing there just printing it out.
Head.
And all of a sudden, the looks on both of their faces just change.
No.
And the color drains from their face. And I just froze. Like, I felt like my stomach was going to fall out of
you
my butthole. I knew that man was standing right behind me.
No.
And I turned around and I made eye contact with him. And I was like, what do I say? What do I say? And I'm just panicking and trying not to poop my pants. And as I'm looking at him going, what do I say? And my friends are just standing there like mouths wide open, just staring at me like almost visibly shaking as much as I was. He looked at me and smiled and said, it does look bigger in person, doesn't it?
What a nice man.
I love him so much. I love him so much.
I wanted the earth to open and swallow me there.
What a kind human, though.
Yeah. I was going for it.
It's got its own atmosphere.
Yeah. I love it so much.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
That's
what
so
a great
nice
story.
Then he just walked away and his head's banging into all the pillars and walls.
Hitting the walls. Bouncing off the wall. Oh,
his neck snaps at one point. He has to pick it back up. You have to write your head.
Oh, I love it.
That is a great story.
It is.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Love it.
Boy, and you never waitressed at all?
No.
Did you ever work like retail or?
Oh, yeah. I worked retail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like where?
I worked at a maternity store.
You didn't.
Owned by these super conservative Christian family.
When you were coming up or as you're an adult?
When I was in college,
okay,
I worked there. And then I worked at, I also worked at Fanny Farmer.
Wait a minute. Was that the chocolate people?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be a fun job.
It was really fun because you got a lot of free chocolate.
Yeah, I bet you did. Did you get like, were you like, uh-oh, another box fell on the floor. Yeah. Mark it out and then eat it.
Yeah, you just got all the free chocolate you want, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. My aunt used to work at the Hershey factory in Canada, and they would have...
Virginia?
No, Wanda.
Oh. Oh.
They would have garbage bins of, you know, broken chocolates that they're taking off the line, and they could take home as much of that as they wanted. I mean, isn't that a dream?
Yeah. It was, yeah, it was fun.
When I was little, we'd go up to my grandparents in Canada, and we'd tour the Hershey factory, and it was just like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have humongous vats of chocolate, and I just dreamt about just diving in, you know. But then they give you a free candy bar at the end, and then they had a store full of all those, like, broken candy bars. So it'd be, like, $1 for a huge bag of, like, almond bark or something. Yeah.
My stepdad used to work for General Mills, and I'd always ask him to get me bags of just the marshmallows from Lucky Charms.
Oh, could he do that?
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Did anyone else have access to that?
You mean other employees?
No, yeah.
Yeah. I also went out on a date once with a guy who worked there and got a bag that way.
Was he one in the Dirty Dozen?
I only went out on one date with him. I don't even remember his name, to be honest.
How did you get the bag then? Is that all in one date where you're like, hi, I work at General Mills. Let's swing by and get marshmallows.
No, I met him. He was friends with someone that I worked with when I worked at Rock Bottom Brewery, which is no longer there as well.
Is it three stories high?
No, just one.
It was below where Crave is. Welcome to Rock Bottom.
Yeah, you hit Rock Bottom.
Okay.
After the Paul Major story, she just bottomed out. She
got fired and had to go there. Yeah. It's the only place left that would hire her.
I don't even remember what I was saying now, you fuckers.
About the marshmallow date.
Oh, yeah. So he was friends with somebody that I worked with at Rock Bottom. And so that's how I met him. And so before we even went on the date, I found out that he worked there. I'm like, oh, my God, can you get me a bag of that? And he's like, yeah. And then we went on a date and he brought it to that.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Oh.
And you only saw him the one time?
Yeah, he was a nerd.
You love nerds. You're a nerd.
Yeah, but he was a man.
Oh, that.
Did you guys have access to the defective Tony Totino's pizzas?
Defective?
Yeah.
What do you mean, you guys?
You two. Did you? Am I the only?
I didn't hear about the Totino's defective pizzas.
My dad has some in at the defective Totino's pizza factory.
Like the weirdest mobster story in the world.
And then, but I was telling Rachel or someone about it, and they're like, oh yeah, we got those too. My dad would, we had a freezer full of Totino's pizzas, like if they were like conjoined or something.
No way.
Yeah. And so we just had like a whole freezer full of Totino's party pizzas.
I've not even ever heard of that, nor was I privy to the guild of broken Totinos.
So if it was like a little piece lopped off or like conjoined,
sure.
And then we would get them, and then we just had like a whole freezer. So
probably
we just
pennies
like,
on the dollar.
Yeah, we would just live off like party pizzas, like whenever we wanted something.
How do you get in on that?
I don't know. Like growing up, we just had a freezer full of. I don't know where we got them from. He just would come home with defective pizzas.
That's hilarious.
It was amazing. It was like the best. When you're a kid.
Well, for sure.
Like, who doesn't want party pizzas, like, all the
Everybody?
Time? And, like, all flavors and just...
Do you want to know something funny? When I was a small child, and you'd go around and you'd say, what's your favorite food? And all the kids were like, pizza, 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 pizza. I didn't like pizza.
Really?
I did not like pizza until, you like, junior high.
You love it now, though.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
Pizza is delicious. But as a child, I did not like pizza.
What did you love as a child?
Corn dogs.
Did you have defective corn dog?
No, I never. And my mom wasn't thrifty, you know. She wasn't a couponer.
So she had one corn dog for the family. Y'all took a bite of.
Speaking of one corn dog.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
This American table. Don't have time to cook, but think farm-to-table delivery services are out of touch with reality? Try This American Table. It's pretty much a steady rotation of mac and cheese, frozen pizza, and Chinese takeout, all without leaving the house or lifting a finger. This American Table. Now that's food.
Well, so thank you to This American Table. Also, I want to shout out to our sound engineer, Granny Bells. She does all of our recordings and things for the promotions and our sponsors.
Granny Bells is amazing.
Granny Bells is amazing.
When we can keep her awake.
Granny Bells. She's always remote.
Yeah. When we can keep her awake, like jury duty. She's like that lady in jury. Yeah.
That Ronald has the elbow.
Yeah. Yep.
I told you I messaged Ronald, didn't I?
Yeah.
He never wrote back.
Oh, he's too high
profile.
He's
too cool now. Yeah. Yep. He's just hobnobbing with all the stars and the pretty people.
Yep.
Yeah. He left me in the dust.
Typical.
Typical. Can you handle it?
We'll get someone.
You still pen palling?
I am pen palling.
Yeah, all's well?
Pen palling and then Snapchatting. I got a lot of...
Are you still getting D-pics?
About a dozen a day.
For real? What do you do with them?
Nothing. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. You could collect them and sell them or
but
something.
But some guys are like, do you share them with your girlfriends? No, I don't even want them myself.
I bet they want them shared
they
with the girlfriends.
They do want them shared.
Of course.
They do want them. And I'm up to four people wanting me to be their dom. Like, what the hell is happening?
You really, you come off with some dom energy.
I do not. There's nothing dom energy about me. Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah, you're more of a sub.
Yes, if anything, I'm a sub, but I'm not. It's like,
that's funny.
What is happening?
I don't know.
What
sexual
is my life?
Stuff that's not vanilla frightens me.
It's weird. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I never get myself in those situations.
Well, I like them for the story value.
Right, but you have to follow it up with seeing dicks.
Well, no, because I tell you, the first guy, he still keeps coming back to me.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know.
What happened with the chubby guy?
That's the guy.
Oh.
Okay. So,
what
you
did
know,
we call him?
Little chubby man?
Chubby man?
Little chubby man?
Something like that.
So, I finally convinced him to find another dom, and he found one on the Slowly Pen Pal app.
Okay, good.
Which I don't know how you just find another.
See, I don't think they're looking for pen pals. They're looking for doms.
Yeah. So he finds one. So I was like, great. We can just be friends. He's like, I still want to keep in contact with him. I'm like, okay, cool. And so it would go fine for like a day.
Yeah.
And then he's like, can I show you what me and my dom are doing? And I was like, no. Like, we agreed that we were just
going to. This is why I got you another dom, dude.
Yeah. I was like. And so, like, it'll be fine. And then he wants to still, he's like, my dom's on vacation. Can I just show you some dick pics? And I'm like, no. Like, we agreed that we were just, why do you keep wanting to bring me into this world again? Like.
Because he has a crush on you.
I don't think he has a crush on me.
Didn't he once profess his love to you?
I don't think so.
Maybe that wasn't chubby funny boy or chubby dude.
I don't know.
All right. What was I going to ask you about that?
But yeah, so.
Did you know there was an old actor named Dom DeLuise?
Yeah.
Do you think he had to walk around and be like, I wish they would have named me Sub DeLuise?
I'm so tired of doming all the time. I just want to be sub.
Yeah, he couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I have some normal pen pals, though, especially some women that I really like.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So are they all around the world or are they nearby?
The women are in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're legal.
What does that mean?
Just trying to hype up border wars right now.
Border wars. But yeah, I have some good pen
pals.
It's
a hot button issue, you know.
And then I have some racy pen pals.
How many do you have total on Slowly right now?
Total?
Yeah.
These are not how many I actually write to.
That's fine.
But I have 122 on Slowly. And then after our last podcasting, I did go looking for prison pen pals. But I
did you find any?
I didn't find any.
I can hook you up with a couple.
I did find one that I wanted to write to, but it was like a weird website.
Okay.
And so then that's when I got on the BFF's part of Bumble.
Ah, sure. Your investigation led there.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. And then I'm also on... Not the swingers one. There was another website.
But you are on the swingers.
I am on ChristianSwingers.com.
Yes, why wouldn't you be?
Because that was all because of the pasta salad I made.
Yeah,
that's a long story, and people need to go see the TikTok on pasta.
It's amazing.
Kamami, KAMAM underscore I on TikTok.
We got to get that to 2 million.
Pinned videos.
Yeah. KAMAM underscore I. on TikTok.
Yes. And it's, let's get it to 2 million.
Yeah, it's isn't it close to 2 million?
Was one, I think it's 1.7.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just piss you off when you have such a viral video, but it won't just reach the next level? <yeah. laughs>
It's so ridiculous that it got
so
that many.
It's so funny, though. You're but it's, so funny. It, you it's, should.
It's so ridiculous. Something so simple.
Yeah.
Can get that, like, what the heck?
Sometimes the simplest things are the most fun, best things ever.
It's so silly.
I love it. All right. Well, let's wrap her up. Do you have any parting wisdom for our listeners?
Go make friends in 2024.
Oh. But not a legacy. Don't you dare leave a legacy.
No, do not leave.
No legacy.
I mean, you guys can leave. I just don't want a legacy. And please don't remember me after I go. That is my parting wisdom.
I'm going to play that podcast so they won't remember.
Yes. I'm going to put that in my will. The podcast dies with me. Yes.
I love it. And on that note, everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Big Radio Entertainment Podcast.
All right. We did it.